So I have one of those Ring doorbells, and for those of you that have seen the commercial or have one yourself, you know what I'm talking about, where the robbers go up to the house and they're about ready to break into the home, and all of a sudden the homeowner comes onto the Ring announcing that they're calling the police. You know what I'm talking about. The commercial's all over. And for those of you that have Ring, you'll know that there's a thing that's, it's an added feature, and it's called Ring Neighborhood. And what it is where other Ring owners can communicate with each other in the neighborhood as kind of like a neighborhood watch. So if you see something in the neighborhood, you can report it on Ring, and all the local Ring owners, here we go, they can also report things that happened in their neighborhood. The reason I'm laughing is because it has gotten so out of control, and Americans are paranoid enough, but when you give the opportunity for an American to share any kind of possible information about security and safety, they're going to go such overboard. Well, we live in the Palm Springs area, and I don't know if it's any different from other areas, but I, from kind of getting input and information from other neighborhood owners of Ring, we are so out of control and paranoid of every little thing. It's just out of control of what some of these people are saying on this Ring Neighborhood feature. And I think the most ridiculous one I have seen, because the way it works is if somebody sees something or they hear something or they look at something that looks suspicious, they can go online with their Ring account and report it. You know, they can give the information. You can actually post pictures and details of, you know, what you saw or what you heard. So here in Palm Springs, I mean, I don't know. I think some people just have too much time on their hands, and they love this Ring because it gives them an opportunity to report any possible thing that could be suspicious. But it's so ridiculous, you have to laugh at it. You have to chuckle at some of these posts. I think one of the most ridiculous ones I have seen or heard so far is somebody posted, I wish I had it in front of me, but somebody posted that the post was, there is a suspicious man dressed in a UPS costume with a suspicious box, dropping it off on somebody's porch. Now let that sink in for a little bit. Somebody actually reported a UPS driver. They reported it as, this is a suspicious man wearing a UPS costume, not a uniform, dropping off a suspicious box on a porch. My mouth just opened wide, like, are you kidding me with this? And some of these posts go on and on with things just like this. You know, a suspicious child riding by on his bike. And they described the whole thing. It was a pink bike. It was a little girl driving up and down looking at homes. I mean, really, are we that paranoid? What is the situation here? I mean, what's going on in this universe, in this world now, that we are so freaked out that we're now using a online communication as a tool to share information about anything? Just kind of ruffling up everybody's feathers. The only good thing about this Ring that I would say that is good is that some people lose their dogs or their animals, their cats or whatever, and they post that on Ring, and people have been reunited with their dogs and their cats. So that's a positive thing. But all this other stuff, these people just going crazy with everybody suspicious. Everybody is just don't trust anybody. And this Ring is giving people the opportunity to just spew their fear and their paranoia, if you will. So if you have Ring and you are on that Ring neighborhood, you know exactly what I'm talking about, because anybody that takes most of these posts serious, I mean, you're probably one of those that do the same thing. So if you have Ring and if you want to get a good chuckle every now and then, go ahead and join up the Ring neighborhood and get updates on some of the things that are happening in your hood. I was thinking another thing, too, about this Ring. The Ring commercials actually give the criminal an opportunity to understand how this thing works. Because the commercial itself is telling the criminal that most of these people are not home. They're on vacation, or they're getting their nails done, or they're shopping, and they're not even at the property. Because the Ring commercial shows the guy, the robber, the criminal, go up to the home, and then it shows the homeowner miles away getting her hair done and just getting on the phone and telling them to go away. So as a smart robber or a criminal, I would think, So Ring itself is telling me that the homeowner is not home. So 9 out of 10 times, I would just ring the Ring and tell them, answer the door within 30 seconds or I'm breaking in. You know, doesn't that make sense? So, you know, it's basically saying to the criminal, you know what, these people are not home. They're somewhere else. So go ahead, go for it. And I'm guessing that's going to happen very soon. Enough people are going to see these commercials and think, you know what, these people aren't home. So I have at least 10 minutes before the police show up. I know this is horrible. I shouldn't even be sharing this information. Oh boy. But I wouldn't be running those kind of commercials. It's just ridiculous. But anyways, that's my little rant about Ring. And I'm looking for something else. I actually had another device that worked better than Ring. I got it on eBay, and I'm thinking of going back to that one because it had other features that Ring doesn't have, and it's more secure to the fact that there's things that it does that Ring doesn't, and kind of gives you the peace of mind that Ring doesn't. And one of them is national advertising telling the robber that nobody's home. So thank you. That's my little piece about Ring. I hope you enjoyed it. And you can decide upon yourself. Should I get one? Or should I just forget it and, like most Americans, have a handgun and do what needs to be done? Thank you.